Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, January the 30th, and welcome to our commentary. Well, if you live in the North Texas area, then you know that Monday afternoon, Monday evening, for the next couple of days, actually, we've got some icy rain. It's gonna be a little, difficult to drive up here. It happens every year. I mean, this is something that we go through every year, sometimes a couple of times, sometimes a little bit more. I remember one year where I think it went on for several days. But we usually get our little week of winter, as I like to call it, and we get the winter, the ice, and people shut down. Usually, a lot of businesses close, a lot of people work from home. That's one of the advantages, I guess, that we now have, that you can work from home realistically. I mean, for a long time, if you had a day like this, you could work from home, but you just didn't have the same resources. You had a telephone and maybe a computer, but you just didn't have the resources that you have now, where you can literally work from home and connect to your company and all that in a way that you couldn't do before. So, if you're flying to Dallas in the next couple of days, you may experience some delays. If you're driving around North Texas, you'll probably see a little ice, the roads might be a little scary. So the best thing to do is just to stay home if you can stay home and work from home. That's probably the best thing you can do this week. We're going to talk a little bit today about what happened in Memphis with these police officers, and we're going to talk about the NFL. But speaking of the police officers, I spent a good 30 or 40 minutes today with our friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. We recorded a podcast, should be available early this evening on the Blog Talk Radio side of the operation. And we spent a lot of time talking about what happened in Memphis. This was obviously a total breakdown in discipline on the part of these officers. It's kind of hard to believe that they would do something like this, knowing that everything they did was on video. I mean, this is the part that amazes me. Everything they did was being recorded because of all of the equipment they now have. So what prompted them to do this? What, how did five officers lose their discipline, lose their control, and do something like this? I don't know. I have no answer for it other than it's something that will be investigated. These men will go to trial. Know what else to say other than that. I feel bad for the person, of course, who was killed and his family. It was a terrible experience. But, there's some things about this story that don't make a lot of sense. I will tell you that up front. There are some things that don't make any sense. You have five officers from their elite anti-crime force. I mean, remember, they were part of a special force that was created to go after really bad criminals. So what they were doing, stopping this guy in a car, is strange. I don't quite understand that. So, we'll have to wait for more information, to say the least. But check out our conversation with Bill Katz of Urgent Agenda. It's in the podcast. We spent a good bit of time talking about this, and as much as we know about this today. There's going to be a lot more information coming out about this in the next few weeks, especially when they go to trial. Now, one of the bad things about what happened in Memphis, on top of everything else that happened in Memphis, was the way some people in the media reacted to this, and some people, again, bringing up the white supremacy the white supremacy part of this, which I don't get. You know, these are five black police officers who killed a black young man in a city where they have a black mayor, a black chief of police, a black majority population. I'm going to assume a majority black city council, and probably have a black state rep and state senator, and they're playing the race card. I don't quite follow that. I don't follow. It doesn't do anything. I don't think it improves the conversation. It doesn't help us understand what happened when people always go for the race card. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But some people do. Some people do. Thankfully, it's a small group of people. And in the case of CNN, a network that is dramatically losing audience. I mean, the audiences at CNN are pretty bad, are pretty bad. They've reached a point right now where it's really, really bad, the audiences that they have. But nevertheless, you know, they keep on putting people like this on the air. I don't know if they think this is how they get an audience. It's not working for them. So maybe they ought to try a different kind of journalism. Well, let's talk a little bit about the NFL. They had two wonderful games this weekend. As I mentioned the last time I brought up the NFL right now has a wonderful product. And the product they have are good young teams headed by some very good young quarterbacks. I mean, the product is what keeps you interested in the NFL right now. These wonderful quarterbacks, these wonderful players, great athletes and great teams. There were two games, of course, on Sunday, Philadelphia, San Francisco. That turned out to be a bit one-sided. I didn't see, but that's how it turned out. So Philadelphia will be the National Conference champion. The American Conference championship game was absolutely wonderful. I have to tell you, it's one of the best games that I've seen. Exciting to the very last minute, a field goal at the last minute. It's just exciting. I mean, very exciting. It kept you following the game the whole time. The quarterback for Cincinnati, the quarterback for Kansas City. I mean, two wonderful, as I say, you know, just great promotional figures for the NFL. And right now, the NFL really has a good product that they are putting on TV, and that's why they get the audiences, and that's why they get the support that they do, because what they are putting on the field is very exciting football that keeps a lot of fans like me involved in the game. So congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. They are both going to the Super Bowl, and if you're an old man like me, I'm sure you remember that the very first Super Bowl was Green Bay and Kansas City. So the Kansas City Chiefs were the first team from the American Conference. They used to call it the American Football League back then. They were the first team from that conference to go to the Super Bowl. They've been there a few times here recently. They've had a lot of success under this wonderful young quarterback, just absolutely absolutely great. I'm going to leave you today with a little story, and Bill Katz and I got into this on our podcast, and that is that it was on this day in 1933 that the Lone Ranger became a radio show. The Lone Ranger was a radio show before it became a TV show in the 1950s. In the 1930s and the 1940s, the Lone Ranger was one of the most popular radio shows, and obviously, I was not old. I wasn't born, so I don't remember listening to it. But you can go to libraries or maybe online. I don't know. I remember going to a library about 20 years ago and actually checking out some of the episodes of The Lone Ranger on the radio. They're absolutely fantastic. And what is fantastic to me is all the sound effects that these people used to do on radio back then. You know, now they've got all this technology. I mean, it's amazing what they do now, but they've got the computers and the technology to do it. Back then, I mean, these sounds were being produced right there in the studio, you know, the horses, you know, the sound of the horses trotting, the bullets, all that stuff was being done in the studio by the sound engineers or whatever they were called. And it's just absolutely great. It's absolutely great. So if you get a chance, maybe you can get it on the internet, I don't know. But get your hands on one episode of The Lone Ranger, the radio series of The Lone Ranger, and I think you're going to love it. You're just going to absolutely love the quality of it, the quality of it. I mean, just to sit back, imagine, you got to think about what people were thinking back then. You know, in the 1930s, 1940s, they didn't have television. They didn't have, well, the movies, of course, they could go to. But they, you know, the Lone Rangers was not in the movies, or, you know, there's, so you couldn't see them in the movies. So everything was on the radio, that little electrical, you know, machine that was broadcasting into your home that you were listening to. Can you imagine being a 10, 12, 15-year-old kid back in the 1930s, 1940s? You turn on the radio and you're listening to the Lone Ranger, and you're listening to all of that, and you're imagining this stuff. You're imagining the Lone Ranger. You're imagining Tonto. You're imagining Silver, you know, the big white horse. You're imagining Pinto, you know, the other horse, Tonto's horse. All these things that were coming out of that speaker. And you had millions of kids listening to this stuff. And I bet every kid had his own imagination of what was happening. Just great. Absolutely. That's one of the beautiful things about radio, that in, you know, you don't see it in radio, so you got to see it up here. You know, you got to see it up in your mind. You got to hear it. You got to see it. And it was just absolutely, absolutely stunning. But anyway, check out our conversation, our podcast with Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. It's available over at the Blog Talk Radio podcast. And thank you for listening. And if you're in the North Texas area, hey, make sure you're wearing a coat, because it's going to get pretty chilly around here. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.